In this month's edition of Organ First Radio, I'm going to be turning back the clock to the golden years of Klaus Wunderlich. Twenty years ago this month, on October the 28th, 1997, the organ world was shocked to hear that Klaus Wunderlich had passed away. There'd been no indication of any illness, at least not to his fans worldwide, and with his passing he left behind some of the greatest and most imaginative electronic organ arrangements and sounds. His almost meteoric rise to fame came about because he took what was then the leading electronic organ back in the 50s and 60s, the ubiquitous Hammond, and set about making and adopting his very own and eventually instantly recognisable sound. A sound to this day that is built in to just about every organ and keyboard model. In my humble opinion, he was to the electronic organ world that which Reginald Dixon had become to the famous Blackpool sound. Klaus soon made his sound so marketable that inevitably he went on to achieve a sales record that's never likely to be beaten by any other electronic or pipe organist. 13 gold discs, 1 gold cassette, and 1 gold plaque. And so, in this month's gold edition, I'll be playing tracks from some of the known recordings that contributed to that total. For various reasons, which I'll talk about later in the show, it's never been possible to actually identify which all of his gold discs were awarded for. The earliest that can unquestionably be identified is the 1969 release of Hammond Pops 3, which features him on the Hammond H100 with a studio rhythm group. Thank you. medley of three from Hammond Pops 3, namely Hey, Azuro and Oobladee Oobla-da, which was recorded in 1969 and which netted him a sales figure of over 750,000 copies and was awarded a gold disc for that recording in 1971. By that time, Klaus had already made numerous 45s and at least 15 LPs, and in fact, the Hammond Pop series ran to 10 volumes right through to 1973. Undoubtedly, there were other awards for releases in that series, but the next identifiable one presented to him also in 1971 was for sales of 250,000 recordings for Hammond Pops 5, and that included All Kinds of Everything and Dreams in the Wind. Kinds of Everything and Dreams in the Wind, which is just one of many compositions that Klaus penned during his musical career. June 1973 saw him being presented with another gold disc for 250,000 sales of Organized, which first appeared in 1968 in England under the pseudonym of Chris Waxman, a narrow-minded marketing ploy attributed to someone who thought that recordings of his would not sell if they used his real German name. In any event, it was then reissued on the Decca label in 1977 and contains the delightful Bobby Russell composition, Honey. Thank you. Klaus Wunderlich and Honey, also known as Honey, I Miss You, a song written by Bobby Russell and former Kingston Trio member Bob Shane, who in turn gave it to American singer Bobby Goldsborough, who recorded it for his 1968 album of the same name. Now, although the original organised LP can be found with alternate design sleeves, the Decca release in their Phase 4 World Of series has an eye-catching cheesecake shot of a girl emerging from the sea. The girl in question being Nikki Carter, the girlfriend at the time of keyboard player Rick Wakeman. Ironically, though, nowhere on that LP cover or the record labels themselves is there any indication of what instrument a potential buyer is about to hear. On the wall of his home is a total of 6 gold discs, all bearing the year of presentation as being 1973, but I've only been able to positively identify 4 which are attributed to actual recordings. The aforementioned organised being one of them, and the other 3 are for the Hammond Pop series, volumes 1, 2 and 6. So let's go back to the year of release for Volume 1, namely 1967, and the second of his LP releases, which find him playing in strict dance tempo on Hammond with his rhythm group, who go into bounce shuffle tempo with Spanish Flea, Mame, and A Taste of Honey. Thank you. Bee, Mame and A Taste of Honey. And I think that entire recording and the one that's about to follow are a masterclass in making a release come across to the listener as anything other than sounding like it's being played in the accepted strict dance tempo way. So let's hear another example with these three from Hammond Pops Volume 2. Tunes which I'm sure will bring back memories of the following year, 1968. Delilah, What a Wonderful World, and The World We Knew.
Thank you.
The final identifiable gold disc awarded, dated for 1973, is Volume 6 of the Hammond Pop Series. Now, that isn't to say there weren't others in the Pop Series, but it's not been possible, as I say, to identify them, and even Klaus never documented such matters. So, in this Volume 6 extract, we hear In the Summertime, Calvados, and Like a Bell That Rings for 24 Hours. Summertime, Calvados, and Like a Bell That Rings for 24 Hours. And that final one was a 1970 hit in the Austrian pop charts. Once again, that medley demonstrates the skill that Klaus had when being given a list of some 30 international tunes to record by the Telefunken people. If he was unable to group together enough of the tunes that had the same feel or tempo in order to make up a 3 or 4 part medley, he'd pen one of his own to pad out the track. In that instance, it was the second tune, Calvados. It's interesting to note that on the Volume 6 Hammond Pop sleeve, 8-track cartridge versions were still being produced, although their popularity was fast coming to an end. Now, the next two Gold Disc Awards were helped in no small way by extensive television advertising. The first one is dated for the year 1976 and is for the Dutch compilation release of 28 World Famous Melodies, which features this lively trio of tunes: the River Kwai March, Cecilia, and the Gartenberg March. And sandwiched between those two marches was the famous composition by Simon and Garfunkel called Cecilia, Saint Cecilia being the patron saint of music in the Catholic tradition. The second of the heavily TV-advertised Gold Awards is undated, but it refers to the twice-released Fantastic Sound of Klaus Wunderlich, another compilation released in 78 and 79 by Teldec and also KTEL Records. Now, as the programme up until now has featured his artistry with pop music, let's enjoy him in a more serious mood with Offenbach's famous overture, Orpheus in the Underworld.
Thank you.
Klaus Vondelisch and Orpheus in the Underworld. And the one thing that always surprises me about that track is that Klaus, being such a perfectionist, that he tops and tails it with some really amateurish sound effects of audience applause. Having said that, he has fooled a number of people who try to tell me that Klaus did make a live recording. We now come to a pair of unusual gold awards, one of which is identifiable and the other which isn't, namely the famous gold cassette, which has no identification on it as to date or LP title. On the plus side, the one award that is always ignored is the one presented to him in 1981 by the readers of the American magazine Keyboard World for the best organ album of that year. There's no surprise for when it was revealed that it was for his In the Miller Mood album, which contains this terrific track. Thank you. Flying Home, a jazz and jump blues composition written by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton, and ironically, not a tune that Glenn Miller actually made a commercial recording of. And so there we are, a retrospective look at the known Gold Disc Awards for Klaus Wunderlich. The reason it's been impossible to identify the remainder is because they have no matrix numbers, these being a series of letters and numbers always stamped into the run-out, and they are at the centre of every disc. Those numbers hold the clues as to what the recording is, even if it had no label. And as Klaus never really had any interest in the past, only the present day and the future, then I doubt we'll ever get those answers. As an individual, he was responsible for an overdue awakening of the sounds and possibilities that could be derived from the electronic organ. Now, if you've not already done so and would like to view a complete film all about the Gold Discs, together with a fascinating insight into how he produced his recordings, then just visit klausfunderlich.com and you'll see a film titled Golden Days, together with other rare film and a huge worldwide collection of all of his record sleeves, rarities, and even some weird and wonderful ones too. So that internet page again is simply klausfunderlich.com. Taking us out of this tribute section of the show, here's John Kiffin with a special recording of a tune that Klaus never recorded, but one which I think is very befitting. It's called Golden Days. Days played there by John Kiffin. Over the past months, I've been working on a couple more videos to add to my organ celebrity series, and one of the artists to be featured will be the self-styled Queen of the Keys, Frieda Hall. Now, if anyone has any pictures of Frieda, either at a theatre organ or an electronic, and they'd like to loan them to me, I'd love to try and include them in the video with suitable credit to you. Please get in touch if you've got anything and be assured that they will be carefully looked after and copied. And even if there is any damage, I'll try and repair it with the computer program I use and send you back a copy to go with it, a sort of before and after shot. In the meantime, here is Frieda, not at her usual Hammond organ, which she toured around the country with, but at a Lowry. Try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness, memories there of Frieda Hall, who passed away in September 2002. Now, several months ago, possibly even as long ago as a year, a listener asked me to help him find a copy of a Brian Rodwell CD, which he did for the Maestro label and had then been discontinued. Even I didn't have a copy, but a few weeks ago, MSS Studios acquired a collection of recordings, and amongst them was a single copy of that recording, a recording that contains this lovely version of The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Thank you. since MSS acquired that collection, the CD has been sold, so I can only hope it was to the person who was desperately trying to obtain a copy. If not, at least you heard the late and great Brian Rodwell on Yamaha EL90 giving his treatment to the Teddy Bears Picnic. It's interesting to note that the 1932 Henry Hall recording was of especially good quality with a large tonal range that it was used for more than 30 years by the BBC audio engineers, up until the early 1960s that is, to test and calibrate the frequency response of audio equipment. And with that bit of historic information, we come to the end of this month's all-electronic edition of Organ First Radio. For theatre organ fans, I've a special treat lined up next month, which will feature some special recordings that I've recently been sent, and it will include a brand new CD by none other than our own Howard Beaumont. Until then, as ever, yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.